Amen. It's good to see you, and I appreciate God being here this morning. I appreciate this brother from West Virginia and his family being here. They've been out in Washington, said there wasn't much out in there as far as God's concerned. Not much God out in there. And I don't know about that. I got some kin folks live out there. Of course, they're old Catholic. They wouldn't know if it's God or not around. But don't matter about them, I don't guess. They don't care whether God's around or not, just so they get their little thing, whatever it is. You pray this morning for Thurman. He's home. He's been in the hospital. He's got cancer. And got it pretty bad. And I don't think they're going to try to operate or anything like that, but give him shots. You pray for him. Parks and Opal Boland, Bertie Keywood, Joan Blanche Bell, and Jeanette Graybeal, and Maria Deloach, and Stephanie Kirk's mother is taking treatments. Mrs. Hauser's dad and brother-in-law, you pray for them. And Jimmy and Dora's here with their new baby this morning. And I'm glad they got around and made it here. And of course, you got it wrote down. This brother's on his celebrating his anniversary. I done told you about that. And I done got ahead of him. I celebrated mine. He's a little older than I am, but mine will be my 50th one done passed. And I'll be celebrating my next one in July. Next year, about 52, I guess. I don't remember. Seems like it's been that long. Okay, I think what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to let the choir sing another song just in a minute. But several folks has asked me about, we're going to have a baptizer next Sunday, and about 2 o'clock, if it don't rain. It won't matter if it rains or not. I'm going to get wet so the rest of you can. It don't matter about that. I just carry on about that. Well, we got several baptized, but if you didn't get in on it you've been saved, never been baptized, and want to go in that direction with God, I'd appreciate it if you want to. And then we got some folks that asked me to let them join the church. I forgot it. I mean, I hardly ever open my doors to church, but we're going to do that. I'm going to let the church, I'm in the choir, sing in a minute after we pray. And you pray about it. If you want to come be a member here, if you're a Baptist and you belong to some other church somewhere and you want to come bring your membership here, whatever God wants you to do, I want you to pray about it and then do whatever God wants you to do. But Sam, you lead us to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll let them do that, and then we'll take the offering later. Okay.
Well, it's good to be back up and help. Deep, I thank you for what you've already done, touching, blessing hearts here today. You're the blesser, you're the sustainer. You just like to do good stuff like that because you're a good father. I'm glad you love us. You're not mad at nobody in your skin. I'm glad of that. You're not mad at nobody's problem. You just want a lot of them. Well, that's probably shallow. Try to confess and Father didn't even answer.
Amen.
Father was going to get the best road.
Amen.
Our Father old John killed a fatty calf. Told the servant, if this to help you. Lord God, that's what you want to do this morning.
Amen.
Lord God, you just want to help us. Lord God, you ain't going to listen our little frail way. Lord God, because you just love us.
Yeah,
no, we can't help ourselves. No, we can't do nothing. Lord God, I'm glad you do love today.
Amen.
You're a loving Father. You're the best Father.
Yeah, Lord God,
plenty to give us.
Amen.
Thank you for it today. Now I pray God we'll find that out that you love us.
Amen.
You're not mad at it. Lord God, you just want to bless us.
Amen.
Lord God, and just help us. Now, Father, and I pray, dear God, and we'll just come, God, and let thy divine will be done. Lord, if you're one year lost today, I pray this will be the day of the Lord Jesus. Lord, it'll be a good day, didn't
he? Amen.
Now, Father, Lord God, just have your way. I'm glad you'll say Anything I do is by grace and faithfulness.
Amen. Yes, yes,
none
yes. Lord God.
It's a gift of God, yes. Not word.
Hallelujah.
As you mentioned, Lord. Why, Father God, I thank you and praise you today. Thank you for your Son.
Amen.
Thank you, our Father, for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
The Word of God.
Lord
thank
God.
You, this morning, God. For the great yeah. Comforter, the Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Amen.
Lord God, that comforts in the time of storm.
Lord God,
when we're in the valleys, yeah. Lord God, it helps us, God. These valleys help. Yeah. These storms help. Yeah. Make us know that your grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
Make you know that you will bring us out.
Yeah.
Everything's all right.
Yeah.
But all hope's gone.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's hope.
Yeah. Lord God, help us. Yes,
I'm glad it'll work.
Amen.
Lord God, because you can do the impossible.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Lord God, we just want to come and praise you.
Amen.
We just want to come and honor you.
Yes, amen.
Lord God, good.
Bless his holy name.
Nobody
Lord
like
God.
You. You're the greatest. You're excited to be around.
Amen.
Lord God, you're better than all the world.
Yes. Amen.
Lord God, you're brighter than any light that ever shines. Our Father, God, just have your way today. Bless every one of these, Lord. The man wants to join the church.
Yeah, Father.
Yeah.
Lord, I pray for him. Lord God, I thank you for the church. Lord God, now, Father, have your way. We'll thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Father, get ready to sing. You get ready to come up here if you want to come by letter. If you still never have been baptized and you're wherever, you're in the choir, wherever, come on down here if that's what the Lord wants you to do. All right. Let's stand and sing, and you just come on and stand right here and let me know what you want to do. All of you that want to join, come right here and stand right here. Probably join later. We've got 17, 19. How many was it that baptized? 17, 18, 19, and maybe some more will be here. We're going to have a baptism Sunday. Okay, let me receive the offering while we're doing this. Come on, fellas. I forgot what we're doing. We got such a spew here. Everything's going so good. We'll just take the offering while you're singing. Get your money out. You got your money up here with you? Yeah, you got it. We'll get it. We'll get it. Tell your wife, whatever. All right. I appreciate what the Lord's doing. Let's pray. God will have his way in the rest of the meeting today. Father, I thank you for all you've done, for all you're doing, for all you're going to do, for all you're able to do. I pray that you'll bless these folks that's visited with us from West Virginia. Be with them on the road home. Thank you, God, you give them a great, good trip and safe, and I'm glad. Now, Lord, bless the offering today, and may it be used to the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Well, I've been on the mountains and I've been Carry me.
Here closer, son. You're too far back. I tell you, I appreciate old Webb. He's over here in the children's home. He don't know which way he's going or where he's going to wind up. Nobody else does, of course, or that concern. But he's over here trying to find out which way the Lord wants him to go. And Lord God, he loves to go two ways at once. Most time he walks in the air anyhow. I read about Peter walking on the water, but he's the first fella I ever seen walk in the air. I like him. I'm glad God got a hold of him one day over here in the camp meeting, showed him God's good and God's wonderful, and he ain't got over it, and I hope he don't get over it. And I hope God shows everybody in here how good he is. I mean, the Lord, he is good. And his mercy endures forever.
Pharaoh's hand, the waters part. He's the one to take your troubles to. There's not anything God can't do. Is there anything God can't do? Is there some trial He can't see it through? What He's done for others, He can do for you. There's not anything.
Everything give thanks. So you got a lot to thank Him for. Everything. Good things, the bad things just come your way. Any of it. You ought to thank God that He brought you out of it, because His grace is sufficient. Sing it one more time.
Yeah.
Much to thank him for. Never get done, will you? You boys want to try to sing without? Huh? Okay, come on up here and try one. One of the singers is out today. I don't know, he's the one tuning them up all the time. Maybe they can get it. I want you to know I appreciate these fellas. God, on this boy a while ago, he's up there shouting in the choir. And I thank God for all of them. They're all a blessing to me. Oh, they're going to get her to play for them. All right. Come on.
Blessings.
You pray for them. They're a blessing.
Amen.
Good to have them.
Amen.
Praise God for young men that don't care to worship the Lord.
Amen. Bless them, Lord.
I'll never forget that glorious day when Jesus took my sins away, cast in the sea, never to be remembered again. Now that I have such joy divine, knowing I'm His and He is mine, there's been a change. No, I'm not the same since Jesus saved me.
Since Jesus saved me.
Since He saved my troubled soul, He has cleansed and made me whole. Bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, He's living in me. And the grace there now abides. Oh, how my soul is satisfied. You see, I've been saved by His wondrous grace, forever to live.
Forever to live.
Here is how I've come to be a child of a royal family. One day a king came by my way and said He loved me. Then I fell down on my knees. No greater love had I ever seen. Wrapped in His blood, wrapped in His love, this Lamb lives in me.
This Lamb lives in me.
Since He saved my troubled soul, He has cleansed and made me whole. Bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, He's living in me.
He's living in me.
And the grace there now abides. Oh, how my soul is satisfied. You see, I've been saved by His wondrous grace, forever to live.
Forever to live.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm glad Craig's back and Danny's out now, but he'll be back tonight, I guess. And hard to keep them all in. I mean, they're out working. They Craig went off on a vacation. Car tore up. The other boys out of working, but I appreciate them. They're faithful to God and the church. And I appreciate that. It's hard to be faithful to God that you're faithful to the church, too, I guess. If you have your Bibles, 1 Timothy chapter 4. And I want to preach on something this morning that I feel like the Lord put it on my heart last night. I was searching and praying and looking and stayed up the way in the night trying to find out for sure what God wanted. But the Bible said in verse 1 of chapter 4, the 1 Timothy, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meat which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." I want to talk to you about the first verse. The latter times are in the... Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That seducing spirit's one that draws you away from the truth. And you're going to hear doctrines of devils. Now, if somebody said to me the other day, "I don't think it's right to preach on doctrines." Well, there ain't but one doctrine. If it's got an S on it, that's the devil.
Amen.
Jesus is the only one that the Bible talks about being the doctrine.
Amen.
I mean, Baptist doctrine is Jesus, if that's what it is. If they got it, and your doctrine's Jesus, whichever one's got it. Whoever's got it, it's Jesus. Don't matter which one it is, it's Jesus. And that's all that we're supposed to preach, and that's what we're supposed to believe, is Jesus, what he done for us. Now, the Bible said some shall depart. I believe a lot of them has. Paul said some's going to depart, but I'll tell you right now, if he's here now, he'd think a whole bunch of them's done it. I believe he'd say that. Because they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I listened to him the other day. All that stuff that Britt was talking about on the funeral businesses, and they just never brought Jesus in as being the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He is God's only begotten Son. I don't care what anybody believes. The Muslims don't believe that, but he is anyhow. This world is going after that crowd. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And the devil is, and his preaching and his work is, that you got to live right, do right, spit white, no rest, that stuff. That ain't got a thing to do with you and God. I mean, it's his flesh, his bone, and his body that God's looking at. He ain't looking at you because he knows in your flesh there are no good things. He knows that I know that, and he knows that, and everybody that's got good sense knows you ain't no good. But I guarantee you, he that lives in you is what God's looking at. That's the only one, and that's the only one that God's paying any attention to, and you ought to have faith in him. I mean, when you get saved by the grace of God, it's by grace through faith that you're saved, and it's not of yourself. It's a gift of God, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast. We're never worthy of being saved, before nor after. You ain't never been worthy. God made you that way. The Jews never was worthy. God made them that way. It's all because of the grace of God. Anybody gets in. But I tell you right now, all these fellas have departed from the faith, and they're believing that God done this and done that. I want to tell you, I believe what the Bible says, that Jesus died for the world. I believe God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. I don't believe Jesus died for a few. I believe he died for everybody. Died for Jews and Gentiles alike. Rose the third day. By now the Bible said he rose the third day for our justification. Now I know that Paul probably is talking about them Jews. John, that's what John said. He's the propitiation for our sins. But not for ours only.
Thank God I'm glad that it did rise the third day to justify Israel, but it rose the third day to justify whosoever will along with it. I heard a preacher the other day preaching on the elect. They have no idea who the elect is. They have no idea what the Bible says about it. You ought to read it. Son, you say, I don't believe in election. I don't care what you believe. I mean, you Gentiles never was elected or promised anything.
Amen.
I got to thinking about the promises of God. The promises was given to Abraham and really given to Jesus through Abraham. God promised Jesus what he's going to do through Abraham. But Abraham got the promises and he believed God's reason he got them. Now listen what it said here. In Romans chapter 4, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, as pertaining to the flesh, is found? Same thing we found.
Yeah,
Abraham found out the flesh couldn't do nothing.
Amen.
Abraham found out if God didn't do it, it wouldn't be done.
Amen.
I mean, flesh can't stand in the way of God. Ain't that wonderful?
Yeah,
I mean, flesh can't keep God from blessing you. Flesh can't keep God from doing what he wants to do. God will do what he wants to do, whether you like it or don't like it. And he don't have to listen. And God don't have to, God don't have to ask me or you or anybody else if he can do it. I used to preach, I've been as stupid as the rest of them and still stupid.
Amen.
But I used to, preach that you have to live right. Or if everybody in church would get right, God would bless. I found out, my God, he can bless if nobody's right. In fact, I believe he's a blessing us with nobody right. I mean, if God made all of us got right, wouldn't that be something? I mean, Lord, God, if we had all right, we probably wouldn't be here. If we was really right with God, we'd probably be up here on the road, running up and down the highway, hollering glory to God. Now, the only reason some of you can't praise God is because you think you ain't fit. Well, you ain't fit. Go ahead and praise him anyhow.
Amen.
I mean, listen. The Bible said some shall depart from the faith. The devil wants you to believe you're nothing. If you're saved, you're everything.
Amen.
One day, old Peter's over there, and Cornelius sent over there after him. The angels told Cornelius who to go after and who to get to come preach to him. Old Peter went over there. But before he went, all that sheep and four-footed beast and all that stuff come down. God said, kill and eat. Peter said, not so, Lord. Nothing common or unclean has ever entered my mouth. And God said, you, what I've cleansed, call not common or unclean. I mean, God said, I'm going to save that Gentile and he'll be just as clean as you are. I mean, he's looking at us Gentiles, and he's thinking, bless God, I'm not going to preach to them. Nothing common's unclean's ever in my mouth. God said, when I cleanse them, they're clean.
Amen.
And when I cleanse them, they're not common.
Amen.
Hey, I want to inform you today, we're not a common bunch of people. We're heavenly people, and we're not common. I mean, I'm in the body of Christ. I've been born into the family of God. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been sanctified by him. I've been cleansed by him. I've been put in. I have nothing to do with it. Now, I wasn't elected either. He just loved me anyhow. Thank God good. Now, I'm glad he chose Israel to be his, and I'm glad they're his, but I'm glad he chose to come by and save a bunch that wasn't his. I'm glad he decided I'm going to love them Gentiles. You see, God is love, and he can't pass up nobody. I mean, God just couldn't pass up nobody. He said, I got to give them all a chance. I got to let everybody come in. I got to let whosoever wants to come. I don't believe that. I don't care what you believe. I'm preaching what I believe. Bible said, for if Abraham was justified by works, he had whereof to glory, but not before God. If you've done something and you think, boy, I'm justified in what I'm doing, and I glory in that, you ain't glowing before God. You're just glowing before men. Abraham didn't glory. He didn't have nothing to glory before man about. But he is justified. And it wasn't because he is good. Abraham did marry his half-sister. He did. He did. They both had the same daddy, but different mothers. Well, you say, I don't believe that. Well, I don't care what you believe. Jesus is going to marry his sister. We both got the same father. He's going to marry him a Gentile bride. He is. We got different mothers, but we both got the same father. Jesus is the Son of God. He's my father too. He's the Father of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Father too. And whether you like it or don't like it, that's the way it is. You say, Lord God, I can't understand it. Believe it. What I'm trying to tell you, that people have departed from the faith. They got to believe what Dr. Bible Stopper said. I don't care what he said. Most of the theories we got today, we didn't get them from God. We got it from some screwball that thought he knew something. Abraham married his... He lied. God said, let all men be liars. So Abraham was one of them. Amen. And yet God saved liars. Ain't you glad of that?
Amen.
And the Bible said, for what saith the scripture, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh, it is reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. And I want you to listen to what I'm saying. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. That means they're going to preach that you got to live right and work and do better and hope that you make it. Honey, I want to tell you something. I'm already there.
Amen.
Already seated in heaven. I'm already in the body. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature.
Amen.
And they say, well, if you're a new creature, you'd act like it. You ought to see me. I do act like it. I'm a shouting in heaven this morning. I'm a sitting on the right hand of God. I'm in Christ. And if I'm in Christ and he's up there, that's where I am. Don't you reckon we're having a time?
Yeah.
Of course, he does most of the shouting, I imagine. You know, when I first got saved, after a few years, I thought I was the one doing the shouting. One day the Holy Ghost said, son, that ain't you. That's the Savior in you. That's Jesus in you. That's the Holy Ghost in you jumping up and down. That's the Lord Jesus in you. You got him in you that day you got saved. I like shouted myself to death when I got saved. I mean, I run the ridges for 4 or 5 years before I ever found out, you know, that you didn't have to do that. I didn't wait till I come to church. My God, I could shout anywhere. Just think about Jesus and get happy. I'd be out there milking the cows. And I'd get to feeling good, and I'd holler, whoo, the cow'd run. The milk would go one way, and she'd go one way, and I'd go the other way. And I'd come home and tell my granny the cow kicked the milk over. She did, but I hollered. Scared her. And it scared a lot of Baptists today to shout. Oh, Lord, I'd kick the bucket over, too, trying to get out. But listen. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Now, what else could you do to get righteous other than believe God? Oh, the devil said, oh, but you got to live right. Well, I think you ought to, if you can. If anybody ever finds out how, come and tell me. See, I hear all these preachers talking about how you ought to live. Well, I know how you ought to live, but how do you do it? Well, I won't know. None of them's ever showed me. See, I'm so dumb, you got to show me, man. You can't write it in a book. Bless God, I can just barely read. And you can't tell me by writing it in a book how you ought to do it. Come and show me sometime.
Yeah.
Show me how you ought to live right.
Amen.
I mean, show me how you can believe God every time you turn around. Show me how you can quit having evil thoughts.
Yeah.
Tell me, show me how you can keep having idle words come in your mouth. Show me. Why, the Bible said, with the same mouth and the same tongue, we can curse God and praise God.
Amen.
Oh, somebody said, no, I didn't know what he said. Read it in the book of James. It said, with the same tongue you praise God and you curse God with the same one.
Amen.
You both, everybody's got two tongues at least. One of them to praise God with, the other to curse man with, curse God with. I don't sit there and look at me like that. Hey, help me preach. But to him that worketh not. Well, I've got a lot of them. To him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted unto them or to him for righteousness. If you want to be righteous, you better stay with the faith, honey. You better keep believing God. You better keep believing that Jesus done what he said. I believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose again the third day for our justification. Somebody gave me a tape the other day of a man preaching about the red heifer. Now, I got to look at that thing here while I'm back, and I ain't going to preach on it. But sometime you ought to read Numbers chapter 19. You ought to read about that third day. He gets clean on the third day. Said that the seventh day he'll still be clean.
Amen.
Son, if God ever saved your soul and he died and rose again the third day for your justification. And Paul said it's for our justification in Romans chapter 4. He said, who was delivered for our offenses and raised again for our justification. But Corinthians said that he came out on the third day. And I believe he did. And you know what? On the third day, if the cleansing all took place and justification took place on the third day.
Amen.
And if you're selected, that's probably when you got it. You ought to read about that red heifer. Type of Jesus. Oh, they say God's going to, that fellow said God's going to bless him and let him get back over there and kill that red heifer, and then he's going to send judgment on him quick as the blood hits the altar. Well, the first thing that's bothering me, I don't know about all that stuff. I can't get it in my mind where they got all that scripture about building the temple to start with and where they're going to go back to worshiping. The Muslims has already got a temple over there. And they built another. And I just read a while ago in a thing in there, they built another temple over there, right next to the other one. And you know, they're killing a lamb every year. They're the only ones. Them Jews is not sacrificing no lamb. They must have found out something way back yonder. They ain't had no sacrifice for a long time. Their sacrifice hung at Calvary.
Amen.
So did mine.
Amen.
And I mean, they're just over there. You say, well, it mean as hell. So are you.
Amen.
And all them Old Testament saints died in faith.
Amen.
They did.
Amen.
They all died in faith, having not received the promises yet. They hadn't even got Jesus yet. He's the promise.
Amen.
But do you know what? Many of the bodies of the saints arose when Jesus was crucified. That earthquake come. It didn't only this. Do a little dirt on top of the ground, it opened the graves up.
Amen.
And after he arose from the dead, many of the bodies of the saints arose and went into Jerusalem.
Amen. That's right.
And when he went to heaven, he took them with him.
Amen.
Closed paradise down in hell, down in the earth, and probably enlarged hell with that, and went to heaven and took all them fellas with him. Now you say, I don't believe that. Read it.
Amen.
Said a cloud received him out of their sight. When he stood there that day, when he went back, a cloud took him up. Oh, you say, that's a rain cloud. Well, read it again. It's a cloud of witnesses. One of the old dictionaries I've got said it could be cloud of dust, people, or whatever. You see, we don't know what we're talking about. In fact, we don't much know much about anything. We're just speculating on a lot of stuff. But I'm believing God. Some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and what? Doctrines of devil. And the doctrines of the devil is that you ought to live righteous. Hey, you don't have to live righteous. You've been made righteous.
Amen.
A lot of difference in living right and being made right.
Amen.
The Bible said, he that knew no sin was made sin for us, that we might be made
Amen.
The righteousness of God.
Amen.
Now, I mean, tell me, like I said, tell me how to live right. I mean, oh, we clean the body up, but Lord God, this ain't going nowhere anyhow. Back to the dust. But it's his flesh. I read over there in Ephesians that we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, body of his body. I also read, and then William was talking about this over in Ephesians. We were talking about some stuff the other day, yesterday I guess it was. And he took care in his flesh. Let me read this verse to you. I'm going to let you go in a minute. But listen. The Bible said in verse 15 of chapter 2, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace. I mean, he done it in his flesh. I mean, his flesh took care of the law business. His flesh destroyed all that. His flesh took care of all the commandments. And this bunch runs around and said, boy, you got to keep the commandments. Bless God, you ain't never had the commandments. And he took them away from them Jews. They don't even have to keep them now. They don't have to kill no heifer nor kill no nothing. Their sacrifice has done been killed. No lambs done been slain. They don't have to kill nothing. Because the blood of heifers and goats and the sprinkling of ashes didn't help anything except the purifying of the flesh. That's what it said in Hebrews. And since Jesus, but said much more the blood of Jesus. See, if the blood of heifers and goats could purify your flesh, what do you think the blood of Jesus done? He gave you holy flesh, a holy body inside of this old tabernacle you're living in. This thing is no good. You can forget it. I mean, I think you ought to try to live right. And I've tried for 58 years. But buddy, it ain't easy. And it ain't what you think. It ain't what you see on the outside. Most of us are cleaner on the outside. And this brother's talking about having to give his cigarettes up. But them old preachers, when I got saved, they were still chewing. I mean, they was chewing tobacco, and I'd roll it for them. I'd twist it for them. I mean, you know. It was, I mean, that cigarette, see, it ain't but about 50 years old, really. I mean, I remember when it wasn't a sin to smoke. But I can remember when it wasn't a sin. But it was a sin to steal. It's a sin to lie. He's a sin commit adultery. Them old fellas didn't believe in that kind of stuff, but they'd chew tobacco. And I mean chew while you was preaching and spit out the window. You say, well, God didn't bless them, did he? He sure did. He got me saved. And I've got four children's homes scattered out through the world and got all them missionaries and 40-something churches over in Bulgaria and Romania that God's put through this church. You reckon God, I mean, look like God would have known better to do something like that, to save a fella going to get blessed like that and give them old preachers a reward for that. I mean, they ain't chewing tobacco today. They're in heaven. And I can see that old white-headed preacher standing up there, buddy. I mean, his hair white as snow, and him standing up there preaching, and I'm sitting back yonder as a sinner, and I come up here and got saved on that kind of old preacher. But I still twisted tobacco for him. I mean, after I got saved, I didn't know the difference. Till some of these dudes come by and said, you can't go to heaven if you do that. Why, honey, listen. It ain't your matter you going to heaven. You just want to be a good testimony down here.
Amen.
I mean, you're not trying to glorify nothing or trying to get justified in the sight of God. I mean, you're justified by the blood.
Amen.
You're not justified by living right in the sight of God. I mean, God don't look at none of your stupidity. Folks go to church all over this country today with their dresses plumb down to their ankles, and I don't think they ought to wear anything but long dresses. I mean, I think it's all right. But the Muslims say you ought to. And they say you ought to cover your head. And you ought to drink liquor. I mean, they're against drinking. And listen, they're over yonder in Charlotte, North Carolina. They've hired them. The government or the town or somebody, the state or somebody, has hired them to come over and take care of the crime. The policemen couldn't do it, so they got the Muslims to come do it. That's the kind that cuts your heads off.
Amen.
For believing in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Man, let me tell you something. I am sure glad I got better sense than to believe them fellas can do anything.
Amen.
In the right way. But they got all that, you know, and the Baptists are going to follow that stuff. They're going to say, boy, we ought to look like, I mean, they're preaching good stuff. That old fire can. He don't believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He don't believe that God ever had a son. He don't believe that Jesus Christ ever died on the cross. He believed he arose from that he never rose from the dead. He believed that he ascended without dying and going to come back and reign 40 years on this earth. I believe he's going to reign forever.
Amen.
I believe he is the Son of God.